Well, this again is a cultural matter. The fact is that according to the Oriental culture, Islamic culture is now called, but it is not, well, in this regard, it will be maybe declared Islamic. But generally in the Orient, it is considered a sign of respect to wear some headdress when you appear before your elders, before those whom you respect. And that tradition is kept very meticulously. When you appear before someone whom you respect, whom you consider both elder and worthy of respect, you always take a cap and wear that cap beforehand. While on the other hand, the Western culture is exactly the opposite. There, when you appear before someone whom you respect, you take your hat off. With the result that when you appear in the court, only the judge has the right to keep his hat on. And that is the way I mean. And the rest must take their hats off. So you follow this culture meticulously, don't you? And why shouldn't you follow Islamic culture in the same spirit? Because if you don't wear a head cap, a cap or something on the head, when you're praying, that will be taken as a sign of disrespect. So appearing in a worldly form, you follow their rules and their norms. Why shouldn't you follow the rules and norms of a religious, most high, most elevated court? Yes?